Unit 5 Test, Part B, Audio 1. 1. Sandra.
Recently, I bought a denim jacket which was on offer. I was in a rush, so I didn't look at it too closely in the shop. Long story short, when I got home, I noticed that there was a hole in it. I was going to get it fixed, but I decided to take it back to the shop. I always get nervous in those situations, but I managed to stay calm. Well, I didn't need to worry, because the manager apologised and gave me my money back straight away.
2. Patrick.
I remember buying a brand new bike a few years ago. I'd only had it a few weeks when the brakes broke. I took it back to the shop and I asked the shop owner to change the old plastic brakes for stronger metal ones. His response was that I'd have to pay for the brakes myself. Well, I completely lost my temper and I threatened to report him to a consumer organisation. He looked worried then. And in the end, he agreed to change the brakes for no extra charge.
3. Amanda.
I'd always wanted to go to Berlin, so last winter I bought some flights online. They were a bargain, so I was able to book a nice hotel as well. It was only when I got to the airport that I found out that my outbound flight had been cancelled. When I complained to the manager, I was confident she would put me on another flight. However, she said there was nothing she could do. I managed to find a flight with another airline, but I had to pay the full fare.
4. George.
A few months ago, I bought a book from an online bookseller. I'd made a lot of purchases with that company before and I'd never had any problems. However, when the book arrived, it obviously wasn't genuine. It was more like a photocopy. I decided to complain on social media, and I copied the author into the message. I thought I'd get a refund from the bookseller, but I heard nothing. However, the author did contact me. He was very nice and offered to send me a free copy of the book.
5. Isabel.
I usually hire a car for our family holiday, and I always book a big one, so it's more comfortable. Well, last year, when I got to the car hire place, the sales assistant offered me a tiny car. At first, I wasn't very direct with him. I listened patiently while he said how fantastic it was. In the end, I said I was going to complain on social media unless he gave me something more suitable. Unfortunately, he didn't have any bigger cars, but he did give me a discount.